Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, my name is Dave Hughes, and like everyone else, I have problems. One of them is that I never get hired to be an actor. I've had one acting gig in my life where I played a farmer on Neighbours. That was in 1997. They rang me up and they said, it's Neighbours here. I said, well, come on over. They said, it's Neighbours from Grundy's. I said, well, I'm Dave in my undies. That was it. Not one other acting role. I've had auditions for roles that were written for me on two films. Character's name was Dave. Both auditions I failed. Apparently, I cannot even play myself. I'm a great actor. I've been married for 10 years. You've got to act. I was on the beach with my wife recently and she said, check out those two girls there. And I had to pretend I hadn't already checked them out. The other night she said, do you like my high-waisted skirt? I said, yes, I do. That was acting. It looks like she'd tucked her tits into the top of them. I'm a great actor. I need to solve the problem, but Australia's got so many problems. Let's solve them all. Problem. The show where your problems become our problems and nobody goes home without their problems solved. I can't do it alone. I need four legends to do it with, and I've found four. Give it up for Susie Youssef. Yeah. Give it up for Luke McGregor. Colin. Yeah. And Peter Hallier. Yeah. We all feeling like we can solve some problems? Yes.
Yes.
I have to go to the toilet, but I'll hold it.
We were just discussing backstage. I didn't even realise during the week that Hughesy, we have a problem, is a take on Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah.
Were you aware of that?
I get the name of the show wrong a lot. but I was aware of that, so, yeah. I was worried about having my name in the title a little bit. And I was, Hughesy, we have a problem. What if no one watches? There's a headline. Hughesy, we have a problem. Your show is shit. But it's proved to be a winner, so yeah, we're very happy.
Winner.
Yeah, I'm glad my name's in the title now.
So now it's it's Hughesy, we have a problem. You have too much money.
Yeah. No, that's never a problem. But anyway, it's my name in the title. It's not Hallier, we have a problem, so just back off, mate. All right?
The show's not finished yet, Hughesy.
All right, let's get on with the show. And to be clear, these problems are real, so we need real solutions. So here we go. This is a video problem. Take a look.
Hi, Hughesy. I'm Tessa, and I'm 6 years old. And my mum won't let me stay up late and watch you because you're my favourite TV show. Hi.
Smart kid, yeah?
That's your daughter.
That's not my daughter. That is not my daughter. They couldn't care less about my show.
I saw her eyes kind of darting across. I reckon there was someone being like, so kid, like, so
it's
kid.
It's not a hostage.
There was pressure. There was pressure coming from the other side of that phone. There was.
It was not. She's a bloody great person.
She was ready. Have you got a hostage out backstage?
No. So would you let your kids watch? I mean, who's got children here, all right? So... just Pete, all right? So let's focus on you. Do you let your kids watch adult... How old's your youngest?
Adult films? No. You sicko!
No, shows that are on after 8:30. Well, your youngest...
What kind of show it is? Well, give me an example of what kind of show.
Well, this show.
No, not this show. The idea of you solving problems for my kids frightens me, to be honest.
I think that children grow up so quickly these days. I mean, you're kidding yourself to think that these concepts aren't, you know, entering their lives, you know?
How do you stop them looking at the internet? Because that's pretty bad.
You don't, mate, because you've got to sleep in. You let them do it. I think we should ring Tessa. Yeah, we're going to ring her right now. Oh, God, I hope she answers. Hello, is that Sandy, the mother of Tessa?
It sure is.
Oh, you're on Hughesy, we have a problem.
Hey, Hughesy.
This is the Australian tax office.
Tessa has just taken over there, hasn't she?
Yeah.
The panel here are asking, why is Tessa a fan of mine?
To you on the radio.
Hughesy and Kate, 4:30, check us out.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk to her. Tessa, what time do you normally go to bed, Tessa?
Probably at
9 o'clock.
Oh, wow. Tessa, can I ask Tessa a question? Tessa, was there any pressure on you to make those comments in the video?
I can't answer that.
Stick to the script! All right, are we going to say, can Tessa watch Hughesy, we have a problem?
Yes!
And give it up for everyone there. So, this is a video problem. Take a look.
Hi, Hughesy. I'm Emily from Melbourne, Victoria, and I have a problem. My housemate, who is also my best friend, has a boyfriend who likes to hang out in our apartment in his underwear. How can I get him to wear pants?
And he's behind you. No, I love Emily. What a character she is. And good on her for having that problem.
Because with this problem, you've got two solutions. You can either, you can turn the aircon down and make the house really cold so he has to put on pants to keep warm, or... you all go to a nude colony and just everyone's fine with being nude and both work. I did a doco about sex.
Yes. It goes about lukewarm sex.
Yes, it goes for 3 hours. We'll play it for you now. I actually went to try and get over it. I went to a nude colony.
Where even they no underwear?
Yeah, no, not even any underwear. I would love some underwear, actually.
Are you over your nude fear?
It's fine. It's more impractical than it is scary now because you have to carry a towel with you. It's called a sit upon, and it's
a couch
towel bum.
I did not know that. I didn't think about that. I noticed Colin, they've got to carry towels.
Yeah, have a little towel.
So their bum juice doesn't
and
go
some
everywhere.
Yeah, people have a little.
Hughesy, you have a much bigger problem than anything we're talking about. What is his bum juice, and how long? How long has it been leaking?
I guess you'd need more of a sponge than a towel.
And the bum juice, that's ridiculous. Toe, are you someone who, do you parade around in your underwear at home?
No, I don't. I'm not like that. I think it depends on the individual.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you think? Like how good a relationship you have with your roommate and what kind of nudity and the way they sit, maybe?
If they manspread their undies.
Yeah.
Right. Now, are you someone who's comfortable with male nudity?
I quite like male nudity.
Yeah,
I'm very comfortable with it.
Yeah, all right. So, but what about a girlfriend's boyfriend if he's wandering around in his undies?
This is really sus to me because I think her friend should have a problem with this.
Oh, right. You're saying that he's parading around Emily.
And maybe because she's quite performative. Maybe she's asking for a show. I don't know what's going on.
But surely in this day and age, if she asks, she says, can you put some
pants on? He should put
the
clothes on, yeah.
That's the issue solved, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, he might be going through a really tough financial period and might have had to sell his pants.
Well, what if she bought him a dressing gown and so there's your home dressing gown?
Well, why don't you just buy him pants?
Buy him some pants or tell him to put some clothes on is what we're saying. Yes, yes, that's what we're saying. We're going to move on.
Did you need to swap your seat out before we continue?
You need a sit-down towel or whatever it's...
I once had to wear a male nappy. You know that.
On stage?
Yes, an adult nappy. Absolutely,
I
did.
Commitment to your craft.
Yes, because I was going to a gig in Adelaide, Poe, yes, and I had the shocking runs. Yeah. And I said to my wife, I can't go. And she wanted me to get out of the house so much, she just presented them to me and said, get on that plane, you good thing.
Okay, goodbye. Hold on a second. Yes. She just had them on hand?
She had them on hand. She said she bought them for...
What did
she
buy?
No, she bought them for me, for my vasectomy. So anyway, let's move on.
The people sitting in the front row of that gig are still in counselling, by the way.
All right, next, a video problem.
Hey, Hughesy, Daniel here from Melbourne. I have a problem. My problem is that I've been with my partner for about 15 years and he loves snakes. He wanted one about 7 to 8 years ago. I let him get one, and now he's just recently got another one. As you can imagine, they cost a fair bit of money to keep with electricity, etc. So my question is, should I let him get more, or should I say, no more, put my foot down and choose enough? Cheers, love the show, keep them coming, thanks.
So, he loves the show as well. So Daniel's got him and his partner.
I imagine people who are sending you videos like the show. You don't have to mention them every time.
Well, I mean, hey, there's no...
I despise this show, here's my problem, Husey.
Win me back.
All right. So Daniel and his bloke have got two snakes. Should they have more snakes in the house?
Yeah, grow up, Husey. They got two snakes. We get it.
Do we get the size of the snakes? The ones.
You could. Let's say the house is two-story, right?
Yeah.
So you have one story. The bottom story is just full of. That's just the snake story. So it's just full of snakes that are loose.
Yeah.
And that way robbers don't come in. And then you just have a ladder from the second story that you lower to get to the. And that's one solution. Over to you guys.
No, two is too many already.
Two is
already too many.
You don't like snakes?
I'm not a huge fan of snakes.
Well, you're not going to like this next bit.
Oh, jeez.
Because I'm going to bring in Jake with a couple of snakes.
Oh, right, so. Okay. Oh. I reckon probably not. Sure. I reckon.
Jake's from Australian Reptile Park.
Right.
Jake, bang it on me, mate.
Oh my God.
All right, so we're just gonna roll with this. So Jake, who have we got here, mate?
So this is Puzzle. This is a Burmese.
This
python.
Is Puzzle. Yeah.
And,
does he want to be solved or not?
That's a little Stimson's python over there.
All right, so Po, how do you feel about that?
I'm hoping it's enjoying the fauna.
Oh, yes, you have got a very floral dress.
Flora on my...
I hope it doesn't enjoy the fauna, to be honest.
Now, Jake, are they a good pet, Jake?
They are a good pet. Yeah, they go. Think, compare it to a cat or a dog. They eat once a week, they go to the toilet once a week. So it's a win-win situation.
How big do... I don't want to get too gross because people might be having a late dinner, but how big are the poos that come out of this fella here?
Depends what it gets. You know, if it gets a cat... Cat-sized poo.
Well, a poo? A poo in the shape of a cat.
More or less.
Could I eat a cat?
Yeah. No worries.
This is terrifying to me. I'm terrified.
Right now.
The whole situation. Because Puzzle has been looking at me for a while.
Well, I think Puzzle might know that you're single.
All the jokes I want to make mean that Tessa can never watch this show. I can't.
How many too many snakes? Well, hang on, didn't ask you people.
In fairness to the audience, you were looking at the audience when you asked me the question.
Two's enough. Thank you, Jake. Australian Reptile Park. Two snakes is enough. Welcome back to Husey. We have a problem where your problems are no problem for us. And we've got a brilliant audience and they look like they wouldn't have any issues, but they do. And we are going to bring one of them to the stage right now. Put your hands together for Peter Drake. Come on, Peter. Peter. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dave.
The fact is you sent us this problem via video, so we're going to start with that. So this is the problem you sent. Just watch this.
Hi, Husey. Love your show, love your work, funniest man alive. just a god. My problem today is I'm actually single and since I've been watching your show, I actually noticed Susie... on your panel and just thought that she's just the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. So I'm just seeing if you can help a brother out here and maybe hook me up. So, yeah.
You are not going to believe this. She's right here.
Now, look, Susie had no idea we're doing this, all right?
I had no idea. Is my mother here?
No. Well,
I'd love to meet her.
Oh! He wants to meet her mum!
I love that you're
watching a show where I talk about all my problems and you're like, she's really beautiful.
Which makes it perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the impact.
I didn't actually think the show was funny. I was just watching it for Susie.
Don't you bite the hand that's about to feed you. Right?
Dave, I'm single too. Is someone going to come over?
No, they're not. No one has sent a video for you, Luke. Can we just focus here for a moment? So,
are you a serial killer?
No, I've had thoughts, but no, never done it.
Don't even tell us about the thoughts. We don't want to hear about the thoughts. We all have thoughts. You just.
What do you do for a living?
I sell coke.
It could be Diet Coke.
The beverage. Yeah, the beverage. Yeah. Well, so you'd sell Diet Coke to Pete
Hallier,
wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Can I ask some questions?
I'd love for you to ask any questions you want, Susie.
Is this terrifying?
A little bit.
Okay. That's good.
Can you appreciate that? He is actually.
I'm just trying to find common ground. How old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay, well. Like, I'm 150.
God, I'm feeling some electricity here. I want to know. They're a double act already, you know? I feel this. Susie?
Where would you take Susie on a date? What would you be
like? Like how Pete's assumed dad.
Yeah. I know. I'm not very protective.
It's extraordinary situation. Should I play mum?
Yeah, you can play mum.
If you're going to play mum, I'll give you some character tips. She's disinterested.
But she wants you to get married, doesn't she?
Oh, they don't really care at this point.
Oh, they've given up.
A little bit.
Yeah. What are some of your interests? Oh, hang on. What are some of your interests?
I feel like you're cock blocking. I would love to happen on this show, you know, I really do. Yes, let's bring it out. Let's do it, guys. Let's have ourselves a Husey We Have a Problem wedding. First time ever. Come on, Susie. Here we go.
Yes, get up.
You're the matron of honour pole in this situation, so you need to dress. Luke, you're the best man, man. Come over here, Luke. You're the best man. You're Peter's best man. You guys have a quick chat about Luke, on just the last moment as a single man. What would you like to say to him?
Congratulations.
Actually, who's going to give her away? I'll tell you what, her father is.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So what would you like to say as the father of this beautiful bride is what you're going to say to her?
Is this legally binding, by the way?
Well, Married at First Sight got a lot of ratings, so yes. All right, so what are you going to say to her?
My beautiful daughter, I've just realised that if this is your mother, she obviously had an affair. And this is some. This is.
We've got a selection of rings. I don't know what's going to fit, so just try them all. It's Pete. All right, so here we go. All right, so do you, Peter Drake, take Susie Yusuf as your lawfully wedded wife? What? What's your problem?
Well, they just met.
Discount redheads. All right, so we're going to keep going, all right?
I feel like I should admit that I really like redheads.
You are single.
Rings.
All right, so I'm going to start again. Do you, Peter Drake, take Susie Yusuf as your lawfully wedded wife to have and to hold until death? Do you part?
I do.
Oh, that was beautiful. God, he's husky and gosh. And do you, Susie Yusuf, take Peter Drake to be your lawfully wedded husband at least until the end of this show? Yes, do you?
I mean, I'm over 30. Let's just do this.
Put it on
That's the wrong thing
about. I think it's the lighting.
It's also upside down, isn't it?
It's upside down.
Jesus.
You're not good enough for my daughter!
By the power vested in me by Channel 10, I now pronounce you husband and wife. What you do, two of you do right now, is up to you. But we would love to end this segment. With a bang. I've ruined it. Give it up to the happily married couple. When we come back, a celebrity with a problem that packs a punch. Don't go anywhere!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Professor and the Hack. Accessible politics with just a touch of depth. I'm Hugh Remington.
And I'm Peter Van Onselen. You can find us, The Professor and the Hack, wherever you find quality podcasts.
Welcome back to the show that is guaranteed to solve your problems. And you are all celebrities, and you know that celebrities have major problems. And we've got a big celebrity who's about to come out here who can no longer fight his way out of his problems. World champion boxer, Danny Green! Mate, honoured you could find the time to join us. Does he look $1 million? How?
He's great.
God almighty. Your face hardly looks marked, honestly. What's going on? Have you got more Botox than the Married at First Sight stars? Now, Danny, you're a world champion boxer. What possibly is your problem?
I've got a bit of a problem, Hughie. You might be able to help me out.
Yeah.
Since I finished fighting, you know, I fought for a long time, and since I was a young fella, I was able to release a fair bit of aggression. Sometimes I take it out in the bag, sometimes I take it out my opponent.
Yeah.
And they take it out me. So I'm just a bit stuck as to how I can get rid of my aggression now because I'm no longer fighting in the ring.
Well, you obviously haven't taken many punches. Let's have a look at Danny meeting out the punishment to some of his poor opponents over the journey. Just got a little quick highlights here. Boom, that guy's down for the count. Yeah. Boom, boom. So, Danny, we're just watching you. All right, you hit him. How does that make you feel, seeing yourself knock other people out? Does that make you feel good, or...?
Well, it doesn't make me feel good, but it makes me feel better that it wasn't me.
Yes!
Sorry, was it weird when you won, you always, like, you hugged your mate in the corner, like, you're basically naked in boxer shorts? Do you wear undies under your boxer shorts?
Yeah.
Because I don't wear undies under my boxer shorts.
No, we had a cup on, a groin cup, in case we got any low blow. So if there was any hugging and a bit of skin touching and there's any arousal, it was covered. It was covered.
Is that what you're worried about?
So what we're saying is what happens below, what happens inside the groin cup is no one's business, is it?
That's right. What goes on inside the cup stays in the cup.
Right, so, but, I mean, you...
They actually have a cup cam now that you can...
that's a pay-per-view package. Yeah.
You do surf to get your aggression out as well, don't you? Do you surf?
I try and surf as much as I can, maybe. But it's
when
a bit
Mick
hard
Fanning punched that shark, do you think, I would have punched it harder? Or...
He's the national treasure, Mick. So, I think he might have been working on his aggression too, and it, you know... Worked.
Are you looking forward to a shark coming up to you while you're surfing so you can punch it?
No. No, I don't really want to. But you know what? In the sport of boxing, I've been around a lot of sharks, so I'm used to it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you had that game in the jungle, the celebrity jungle, with the man, Anthony Mundine. I mean, you won it. No doubt you won it. But he was a bit sneaky. We've got some vision of that incident. All right, so there we go.
Between the two fighters, Mundine took this cheap shot on Green.
Sinning's he's doing or thinking. This is extremely controversial.
Of all the possibilities, this was not one that had been countenanced.
So you were concussed there, weren't you?
I wasn't in good shape. It was a highly illegal blow, and rightly so could have been disqualified, but I was that was the first minute of the fight.
Because, I mean, if someone punched me in the head, there's no way I'd go through with my stand-up gig. Just cancel.
To be fair, that's not part of your gig, I guess.
So, but I mean, he went in the jungle and he's basically said he was saying he won that fight. He's been saying that a lot, hasn't he?
He says a lot of things that are incorrect.
Yeah.
So that's just one of them, usually. Yeah. But no, it feels great because it's he's so upset about it and it's going to grind him for a long time and he got to live with that. And that's my last fight. So
your last fight, yeah.
Well, I just had a thought about how you could get rid of the aggression. So if you're in like waist deep water. Right, just punch the water, and then after a while you realise it's just fun to splash around. And it...
Well,
Danny,
no.
Hogan, he's taking the piss, mate.
I don't know if you know this, but Danny's got a serious problem. but we do have something for you to possibly get your aggression out on. Anthony Mundine wouldn't come in, but what we do here, and we need to show everyone, is that...
He looks thinner on TV, to be honest.
Who would like to play Anthony Mundine? And we want you to get up there and just sit. And any of you guys want to...
Do any of us want to get punched in the face by Danny Green?
No, but I want you to play the voice of Anthony Mundine.
Only because I'm behind.
All right, you do Anthony Mundine, all right? Yeah. Can you stand up, Danny?
Sure.
I don't know how you're going to react. And well, we want you to not be aggressive in real life, but yeah. I'd go a bit closer to the... So Anthony Mundine is going to say something to you right now. Here we go. What's Anthony going to say?
Yeah, Danny, flannels, right, he was the 90s, mate. It's not... You got a Nirvana concert, are you, mate? What's...
Be lost for you. Better to go in the shops, actually. It's what I wear to the shops. Go shopping.
Yeah, want to get a new shirt? To get a new shirt.
Man up, Mundine! You're the man, trash talk! Trash talk the machine!
You're a dickhead! You're a dickhead! Danny Green! Danny Dickhead Green!
What's he gonna balls. Do?
Stop following me! Stop touching me there, Danny!
Saying Danny Green right now. Danny Green right now. He is making. What's he doing? I tell you what he's doing. He's making love, not war. Give it up for Danny Green. Well done, mate. Welcome back to Civilian Live. Good on you. Welcome back to the show that solves other people's problems, but our fine panel also have their own issues that need to be looked after. Peter Hallier, what is your problem?
Well, my problem is I get told a lot that I look tired. And I think it's rude to say to a stranger, even though they might know me from television, to say that I look... People who work in hospitality, airlines, people in hotels, restaurants will say, I look tired. Like, I could be walking out of a, you know, having a massage in a banana leaf with the cucumbers on my eye, and they're like, you look tired. I'm like, fuck off!
No, I get it. Absolutely.
But I have the
same problem all the time. People think I'm drunk or I've got a massive hangover. I haven't had a drink for 22 years.
But it was a big night. And then, to make it worse, I've got this, like, resting... kind of concerned face that doesn't help.
That's not
like
what it's called.
Resting bitch face.
Yeah.
So
give us a look at that face.
It's hard to do it when I'm not kind of okay. Just hang on. Yeah.
Can you give him a hug? Someone's run over his dog.
I was just in my own little head, my own little thoughts. Somebody came up to me and said, "Mate, you're all right." I go, "Oh yeah, yeah. Well, what's going on?" He said, "You look like somebody shat in your cornflakes." And you can't. The problem is you can't. I want to know, right. can you retort?
I mean, are you getting enough sleep?
I actually am really, really bloody tired, to be honest. No. But can I, in that situation, my wife thinks it's because, you know, when people see me on TV, there's a certain performance level that
you're on all the time.
You try to be yourself. But there's a certain energy you put out.
Yeah.
I don't walk around in my own life going, "Hey, everybody!"
I get it all the time, and people just want me to smile all the time.
Yeah, because you've got a great smile.
You do.
Oh no.
I'm always like on or off. I'm very like, when I'm normal, I'm like this. Resting bitch face. And then I'm like, Cheshire cat. But they can't handle taking photos of me if I'm not smiling huge. I can't just do this one. They're like, "No, give us the pose smile. Come on." Yes, I get it as well.
Oh, especially being a chef, because chefs are generally just grumpy assholes, aren't they?
You're on really hot things.
Yeah, but you chose that life, so bloody deal with it. Have you got resting bitch face as well or not?
I can do it. When I get nervous, I smile, so even if I was trying to do it, well, I'm doing it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can do it.
Resting bitch face?
Yeah.
Well, give us resting bitch face.
Oh, yeah.
I did not shit in your cornflakes. Luke, what about you? What's your resting face look like?
Freaking out. I don't know. People say...
What do they say to you?
Well, because my stage persona is very anxious, so it's very easy to just keep that going in real life.
You are anxious in real life, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, yeah. So I'm seeing a psychologist now, so I'm assuming once I'm fixed, I just have to quit comedy, I suppose, because I was never too.
So Pete's just got to, you've just got to, I don't know. Well,
how do I respond?
I think wear sunglasses all the time.
Yeah. Or a mask.
Or a mask.
A mask. Yeah, a mask.
Or wear one of those sleeping hats so you just do look tired.
Sleeping hat.
Yeah. So I'm just keep paying you,
Be
Pete.
Assertive.
Be assertive.
Be assertive, yeah. All right.
Just own the fact that it's like, no, I'm not tired.
You're not tired.
Just I'm explain. Not tired. Go fuck yourself.
Absolutely.
Is that it?
Good. Can I get a T-shirt?
Done. All right, here we go. And this is a genuine issue. I've talked about it in the opening. The fact is I do not get any acting work. And it makes me angry because I've got a lot of friends who cast stuff and they do not use me. Well, what about you, Pete Hellier, who did It's a Date, which is a great series. How many actors did you use in that series?
Over the two seasons we did, it was about 360 actors.
And I did not get one of those roles.
I mean, it sounds like a lot of roles, but we didn't want you.
Would you be willing to audition, or would you just want to get the...
Auditions have been a problem of mine. I won't
deny
that.
Because you can't act!
No. Look, there's been two major Australian films which were done, both of them written a number of years ago, both of them written with a character called Dave. Both producers said, clear your schedule. This character's written for you. One of them was a film called Cracker Jack that Mick Molloy did. Dave's character didn't get played by me after I auditioned. Got played by Samuel Johnson and went on to be an absolute blockbuster, that film. Mick Molloy apparently has sent a video in of explaining why I didn't get the part. Let's have a look at that.
Hughesy, it's true. I wrote a role specifically for you in Cracker Jack playing Dave, my flatmate. You auditioned and it was shit house. Seriously, really bad. In fact, so bad, I think you would struggle to play yourself in a documentary.
That's hurtful. The other film was called Takeaway. It was, I was meant to be Rose Byrne's love interest in that film.
Well, that's not believable.
What? Well, sometimes you've got to take risks, but I didn't
not
get that
one.
Part.
Not that one. Bad risk.
Well, I didn't get the part. A man called Nathan Phillips got the part, who's gone on to be a Hollywood star. Great and man. He joins us right now. Give it up for Nathan Phillips, everyone.
He's an actor. That's an actor.
Nathan, all right, you remember back to Takeaway days with you and Rose Byrne?
Yes, sweet 22 I was, just a boy.
And that was my role.
Still vexes you.
And
still
you took that off me. Let's have a scene from that film and see, maybe possibly see how good that film could have been. Let's have a look at this. Let's have a look.
Bowling.
Now, just go bowling. Why couldn't that head been a love interest with Rose Byrne?
How many times you have to be told, mate? It doesn't work. Okay, Nathan was fantastic in the film, very believable. That head, I really like that film. After seeing it, I don't like it so much.
Do you believe that I could be an actor?
Yes.
You actually do.
If he can, you can.
Yeah, but
exactly.
Are those scripts? Are you
going to
run some lines?
Yes, thank you. And I love you, by the way. You're great.
Thank you.
He may be acting.
You have a film. Yep. You've got a film that's in production, isn't it?
Pre-production. So what? This role hasn't been cast yet. We've cast the whole, myself included, so I'm one of the producers, so I actually have a bit of pull.
You can make it happen.
Can I audition?
No.
What's the film called?
It's called Blood Vessel. We're filming on the HMAS Castlemaine in Williamstown. So we actually have a World War II ship. And just like snakes on a plane, but we got vampires, on a vessel. You get to play Malone, a captain, an Australian captain, but if you can do an American accent, you can play American. You got a choice.
So I'm in charge.
I'm the reluctant hero. You're the hero for sure right now, and we're all listening to you, and you're seeing the ship.
Is he a vampire?
No, there's no vampires yet, because we're just on a raft.
And, right, so...
So think. You haven't eaten for 3 weeks?
I haven't eaten for 3 weeks.
Whereabouts in America are you from? You're doing the American accent?
Yeah. I'm from, Alabama.
Alabama.
Perfect. Okay, but when you say Alabama, do the accent.
I'm from Alabama.
Okay, let me help you. He's not helping you. He wants the job.
Yeah, I know.
If you get this role, I will dance naked on the floor.
We can do this. We can do this. You know what?
Sure. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I want you to get this role.
I want to get the role.
Sorry,
all right.
Let's go.
All right, yeah.
Let's go with action.
Sinclair.
This is harder than I thought. It was like Sean Connery.
That was me playing. All right, I'm gonna go Aussie. Sinclair.
Yeah.
Wake up.
I am. Can you just annoy Bigelow? I'm knackered.
It's a ship.
A ship, we're saved, if it doesn't sink us first. Ahoy, down here, ahoy, down here.
Get down. Yo, idiots.
Cut. We got a lot of work to do. Let's do this.
We're still a chance, we're still a chance. I'm in the film. Thank you, Nathan Phillips, superstar. Well done. When we come back, we shift in the top gear.
G'day, Sandra Sully here. I hope you're enjoying this podcast. If you're looking for more to listen to, head over to Short Black with me next. I talk to all kinds of amazing women who are making a difference. Good women, great chat.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so we're nearly at the finish line, guys. It's yes or no problems, quick fire answers. Yeah. Let's get rid of all our problems right now. Neil emails, my flatmate pushed our groceries home in a supermarket trolley and just left it on the nature strip. Should I make him take it back, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, we're sick of it, aren't we? Yes. Take the trolley back.
And he should sit in it and have to have a sign saying, I did the wrong thing, and then they just...
But wait till you need something from the shops and then send him there.
All right, yes. Rory asks, the guy who used to bully me at school is now the office cleaner. I've ignored him so far. Should I say hello, yes or no?
No. Yes. No, no. Take a big dump in the toilet and let him clean it up.
Yeah, but if you take a big dump in the toilet and he has to clean it up, he's just pressing the button, mate. Yeah, that gets him back.
So are you saying you're like, you'd write in poo, you shouldn't have bullied me?
Now you're talking. Millie writes, I got a crap haircut and the hairdresser has asked me for feedback via an email. Should I be honest, yes or no?
No.
It's all right, let's role play right now. Let's see a crap haircut. You're right, so.
To be fair, I got a bad haircut and I didn't know what to do, so I just shaved my head.
That man's hiding in your cupboard.
Nicola writes, my mum wants me to go on a cruise with her and my kids and my husband. I don't have the heart to tell her the cruises are for bogans. I love cruises.
Are you an ambassador for cruises, though, out of interest?
Yeah, check out P&O.
It's a shame about all the vampires, though.
Hello, especially the ones from Alabama!
This is just callback central, all right. Andrew emails, my next door neighbour's broken down van has been parked out the front of our house for 4 months. Is it okay to break in and push it from in front of our house, yes or no?
Yes. No, it's illegal.
No, I've had an empty boat trailer in front of my house for 3 months, and if those people aren't lost at sea, I'm going to be really angry. Ross emails, my teenage daughters have told me I can't swim in the pool because they have friends over because apparently it's creepy for their friends. I paid for the pool. Should I do a bomb on them or not?
I feel like just some sort of calendar system would solve for this.
No, it's just a flat out no. Stop being a dick.
All right.
Can't he swim some other time?
But what if he wants to connect with his teenage daughter's friends?
That Again, that's right on the knife's edge, that one.
It's probably not a great way to end the show, is it? Guys, that's our show! Can you please thank my incredible team, Susie Euston, Lou McGregor, Poe Lin Yao, Peter Hallier, and also Danny Green and Peter Drake, our audience member. You've been fantastic.
Help. Please. Please help.
What is it?
You wouldn't be able to help me anyway.
Well, of course I can help. I'd do anything to help you.
It's just my favourite Ten Speaks podcast isn't releasing another episode for 3 more days.
For God's sakes, man! Just go and listen to some of their other amazing content.
Go to the Ten Speaks page on Tenplay to see all that amazing content that guy was talking about.
Ten Speaks.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.